Today, we're diving into a powerful journey, one that starts in a really tough place but leads somewhere truly remarkable. We're talking about going from betrayal all the way to belonging, guided by some pretty unexpected companions.
Let's start right there. Betrayal. It's more than just a letdown, right? It's that gut punch feeling when someone or something you absolutely counted on breaks that trust. It really shakes your foundation.
But here's the promise. There is a path back, a way to rebuild and find that sense of connection, a belonging, again. So the big question is, how? How do you actually get from that broken place to a place of wholeness? Well, let's unpack the approach.
First things first, before you can even think about healing, you've got to understand the injury. And it all starts with that initial shock, that shattering moment when everything you thought was solid just crumbles.
You know, this experience actually has a name, betrayal trauma. And it's so important to define it. This isn't just about hurt feelings. It's a deep emotional wound that happens when the very people or systems that were supposed to keep you safe become the source of your pain. And tackling that is the core challenge here.
So if that's the problem, and it's a big one, what's the way out? We're going to explore a really unique framework that, interestingly enough, uses loyalty itself as the compass to guide you out of the trauma.
And what's so cool about this approach is the mix of tools it uses. I mean, look at this. It's anchored in a true story that involves six incredibly loyal dogs and this sense of divine guidance. But it's not just a feel-good story. It actually weaves that narrative together with proven trauma-informed methods and the very practical craft of writing.
Okay, so how does a powerful story like that actually turn into something you can use? A practical toolkit for healing? Let's open it up and see what's inside.
It all boils down to building a personalized plan with real, concrete actions. You start with journaling to get your thoughts out and make sense of things. Then you move into something contemplative, like prayer or meditation, to connect with a deeper sense of meaning. From there, you get crystal clear on your core values. And finally, you learn that absolutely vital skill of setting and holding healthy boundaries.
And here's a skill that is a total game changer. Learning to pull apart the facts from the stories we tell ourselves. A verifiable fact is just what happened, period. The interpretation, that's the meaning, the motive, the narrative we create around the fact. Getting the space between those two, whew, that is where so much clarity and power lies.
And remember those dogs we mentioned? They're not just characters in a story. The framework actually explores using what's called canine-assisted grounding. It's basically a way to leverage the calm, non-judgmental presence of a dog to help you feel stable, safe, and present in your own body. It's a powerful attachment tool.
So when you put all these tools together, the journaling, the boundary setting, the grounding, they're all leading to one incredible outcome, giving you the power to craft a new story for yourself. One where you hold the pen.
And this isn't just a metaphor. The process literally teaches you tangible writing skills. We're talking about how to build a compelling scene, how to find and develop your unique voice, and even how to prepare your work for publication. It's about taking your personal healing and transforming it into something creative that you can share with the world.
This really gets to the heart of it. It's not just about telling your story any which way. It's about telling it responsibly. The whole point is to craft a narrative that's ethically sound, that honors the truth while respecting everyone involved. That's true integrity.
All right, so you might be thinking, this is a really interesting mix of spirituality, trauma work, and creative writing. Who is this actually for? Let's take a look.
This approach really speaks to a few specific groups. You've got writers who want to explore these deep themes in their work. You've got survivors who are looking for a creative, structured path to healing. Then you have professionals, therapists, coaches, and also faith leaders who are often on the front lines helping people navigate these exact kinds of stories in their own communities.
And for anyone wondering about the practical side of things, it's laid out as a self-paced framework. It's considered intermediate level, designed to be worked through over about 4 to 6 weeks, with a suggested commitment of just a few hours each week to really dive into the practices.
So, this entire journey, from that initial shock of betrayal, to building a toolkit, to finally crafting a new narrative, it's all about one thing, taking back the pen. It's about deciding that you get to write the next chapter. And that leaves us with a really personal question to think about. What story of resilience is in there, just waiting for you to write it?